Rory, good to get Callum McJanet tied down the end of 2024.
Absolutely delighted. Delighted. He's been an outstanding player since. I know he was really good previously, but he's been really good for me as well. And the position that he's played in recently really suits him, because he can join in attacks as well, and he's shown that he can play in different positions as well, which is really important. But he's an outstanding young player, 23 now, great age. And is committed. It would be easy for a lad from England to maybe see out his contract, see what comes up over in England at the end of the season for him, but he's shown real commitment. To commit his future here, and he's here not only for this season but for the following two seasons, which is a real commitment from his behalf, and it shows how happy he is here, but it also shows how happy we are with him as well.
Of course, as you say, he's happy here. I spoke to him earlier, and he's looking forward to that challenge going ahead, you know, for the season and the European football, Rory. That's all credit to you. You know, he's really tied into what you're thinking on this looking
he's
forward.
He's been brilliant. He's a breath of fresh air around the place. He comes in with a smile on his face every day, and he's an outstanding footballer. So, we're delighted that he's happy here. We're delighted that he's committed his future here, and we just want him to keep progressing and keep developing, and we'll give him the platform to do that.
Looking ahead now, Roy, now to Friday night's game, Shelburne are the visitors here. It won't be an easy task for them. No, they're a tough team away from home.
Aye, they haven't lost away from home. They've conceded only one goal away from home, so there needs to be an element of patience with everybody on the ground, because if this will be far from a straightforward game. We need to be at our very best. They won it, and if we're not, we could get turned over. So we need to prepare accordingly and be ready.
Of course, you've come into this second series of games. You're sitting top of the table. Did you imagine that at the start of the season that you would go this far into the season unbeaten?
Aye, well, we're only 9 games in, and it's important that there's an element of realism, and we will have bumps in the road. There's no doubt about that. But while we're on this run, we have to enjoy it. But 9 games, the first quarter is gone. It's been put to bed, and we have to focus on what we're going to do moving forward and not get too caught up in what we've done in the first 9 games.
Of course, what is the team news going ahead?
We're okay. It looks like we'll have the same squad available that we had last week.